Okay, and does a hog mean just female, or can you refer to all pigs?
Well, I suppose that if you don't designate that it's a sow or boar, you just think about, say, hogs.
Either one. Okay. And the stiff hairs on the back of the hog is?
Bristle.
And the big teeth? Particularly your
tusk.
People ever call that something else? If they say he's got two big?
Let's see.
Do they say it in a different way? They may mean tusk.
I can't think what they'd say. Well, so. Two big teeth, you mean?
Yes, they just say just two.
Large teeth.
Or they ever say tushes?
Tushes, yes. Tushes. I've heard of tushes.
Okay. And how about, I think you told me how they used to put, where they used to put bran in for the cows? What you call that?
The trough.
And did you have more than one?
The trough was a long trough.
Did you have a different one for pigs?
Oh, yes.
And then you
theirs is built this way, a trough like that.
Mm-hmm. But and you say you had two
troughs.
Okay. And we talked about wild hogs the other day. I think I've got that on tape. To farmers, how do they refer to fixing a pig so that he doesn't grow up to be a boar? What is that process? How do they
alter?
Alter. Mm-hmm. And the calf is what kind of noise does a calf make when it's weaned, especially?
You wean the calf, and then...
What kind of noise does it make?
Oh, it bawls.
Okay, but a cow makes a more gentle sound when it's in the pasture or it's feeding. You call that sound the cow's... Cow's what? Very gentle sound. Quiet.
Quit bawling?
Okay, if the calf bawls, the cow, on the other hand, makes a gentler sound, and you call that what?
She tries to soothe it with lower tones, but if she's upset, she'll bawl.
But ordinarily, the sound the cow makes is not a bawling, but a what? You use a low?
But we never did use that. We just say it. We heard the cow bawl.
Whether it was loud or soft?
Yeah.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. Now the horse makes a couple of sounds. When he's mad, he may what? What do you call that sound? A horse?
He stomps his feet.
And what's that real loud sound?
Whinny.
But if he's happy and he's about to eat,
He'll dig his feet in and make a kind of a soft whinny. It's real.
What do you call a soft whinny?
Like he's happy with his food.
Yes. What do you call a soft whinny? Do you have a name for that? You call it nicker?
I don't remember ever calling it anything.
Have you heard the term nicker?
Oh, yeah. Sure I have.
That's what that means? Would you say it the way... farmers would say it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And sometimes if something's bothering, if maybe a cat or something gets in the barn with the horse, sometimes they make that nickering noise.
And suppose that you say it's 4 o'clock or whatever time, it's time to go out and feed the what?
Stock.
Okay, but if you're talking about the chickens...
You'd say the chicken.
I suppose the chickie or you have to go out and feed the chickens and the ducks and the turkeys. Yeah. And how would you refer to all of them? It's time to feed the...
Well, just feed the... I don't know, but you'd feed the stock, and then you'd feed the chickens. We usually didn't have anything with chickens.
If somebody did have, say, all three, chickens and ducks and so on.
Fowls.
Fowls, is that the term?
That's
okay, that's
good
what
term.
I was interested in. And the hen on a nest of eggs is called a